From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Hello and welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father John Berteo. The televising of this Mass is possible by the contribution from Greta Barup of Terrace, British Columbia. This Mass is offered for the eternal rest of Anna and Marius Ut, Hertha Nelson and Eric Barup. Gertha and Eric would have celebrated their 73rd wedding anniversary on October the 2nd. Also, for the living and deceased members of the Nielsen and Barup families, and for all the souls in purgatory. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed, to the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Wherever you are right now, attending, participating in this daily television Mass, celebrating Our Lady of the Holy Rosary, let us pause and ask her Son to forgive us our sins. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart, Lord of mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners, Christ of mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech you, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may, through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, by his passion and cross, be brought to the glory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Galatians. Just as Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, so you see, those who believe are the descendants of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, declared the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, all the Gentiles shall be blessed in you. For this reason, those who believe are blessed with Abraham who believed. For all who rely on the works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not observe and obey all the things written in the book of the law. Now it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law, for the one who is righteous will live by faith. But the law does not rest on faith. On the contrary, whoever does the works of the law will live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, in order that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Righteousness endures forever.
forever. He has gained renown by his wonderful deeds. The Lord is gracious and merciful. The Lord will remember his covenant forever. He provides food for those who fear him. He is ever mindful of his covenant. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The Lord will remember his covenant forever.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
After Jesus had cast out a demon, some of the people said, "He casts out demons by Beelzebul, the ruler of demons." Others, to test him, kept demanding from him a sign from heaven. But Jesus knew what they were thinking and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself becomes a desert, and house falls on house. If Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebul. Now, if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your exorcists cast them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come to you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his castle, his property is safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overpowers him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and divides his plunder. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit has gone out of the person, it wanders through waterless regions looking for a resting place, but not finding any, it says, 'I will return to my house from which I came.' When it comes, it finds it swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and live there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I could go a long way into talking and reflecting on today's gospel, but today again, as I said at the beginning of Mass, is the Feast of the Holy Rosary. So maybe you can think with me along the way maybe you have gotten something new in your house, something that a friend gave you. For example, a new phone, very common these days, maybe a new computer. And how about one of those things called a smart TV? A little interesting, difficult to turn on and figure out. But then when you learn to have someone teach you how it works, eventually you get to see, oh, how did I live without this? Well, it's not quite a comparison to prayer and maybe learning a new and different prayer, because you see, What the feast we celebrate today is nothing new, but what I'd like to do is maybe to bring more awareness of the importance of the Holy Rosary into our lives. I remember that I was taught to say the rosary when I was very, very young. Today, I don't say the rosary anymore. Please, I pray it. That's what I encourage. Pray the rosary. We had talking to our Blessed Mother. It was loving the rosary so much, and by providence, a few months ago, Deacon Mike Walsh and I, working on putting this little booklet together, that probably have seen it after the mass advertising. Sorry, I'm shaking it, but it's right here. And you can order it through a telephone. This booklet on the luminous mystery took so much prayer and devotion and study, because I wanted to make sure that Mike and I both had the facts in order to teach you and maybe to encourage you to pray the rosary even more often and meditate on this beautiful prayer. So for this homily then, I learned a few more facts. For example, the rosary is the most common of Catholic devotion prayers. And then the term rosary derives from the Latin rosarium, that is, rose garden, which by the 14th century had come to mean a collection of devotional texts as we have them today. And in the 12th and 13th centuries, St. Dominic encouraged praying the rosary every single day. Maybe once, maybe twice if you can do it, it's even better. Yet, its roots extend much, much earlier than that. St. Dominic was greatly saddened by the spread of a terrible heresy around the world called Albigensianism, which was a group of people who rejected both Catholic hierarchy and the sacraments, as well as other extremes, to mention just a few, and there's many around. So then, he encouraged the members of his new order of priests, the Dominicans, as we call them today, that he was trying his best to spread the truth and put an end to the dangerous heresy that was around. He begged the Blessed Virgin Mary to help, and it is said that she told him to preach devotion to the Holy Rosary. So St. Dominic obeyed and was very successful in stopping the heresy. Also, in 1571, the Christian naval vessel at a battle of Lepanto attributed their victory to the praying of the rosary and Mary's intercession. Thus, Mary being referred to as Our Lady of Victory at that time, and then those days it was changed. So 2 years later, Pope Gregory XIII changed the name of the feast to Our Lady of the Rosary that we are still celebrating to this day. So then the Holy Rosary is a simple devotion which can be practiced by everyone, old, young, intelligent, wise, retired, well, you name it, at any time and just about anywhere. See, it helps us to think about the great and challenging moments in the lives of Jesus and Mary, His Blessed Mother, perhaps as a reminder that we are not alone, no matter what. Mary is very pleased when we pray the rosary often and well. Pray it, not say it. She used to pray it with Saint Bernadette when she appeared to her in Lourdes. Let's not then forget the three children of Fatima who learned from Mary about the power of the rosary. She taught them that the rosary obtains graces to live a life much closer to God. Even today, the rosary reminds us of the power of the intercessory prayer and the special role that Mary can pray and intercede in our lives for our needs according to God's will. And finally, just a few years ago, talked about it many times, the teenager Blessed Carlo Acutis, before going to heaven, he made this statement, "Mary is the only woman in my life." My question to you is, where is Mary in your own life? Is she there? Is she at the front? She can intercede for you no matter what your request may be. Please, don't ask to win whatever money. But are you sick? Do you need some help? Do you need some healing physically, spiritually? Are you still mourning someone? Maybe with a rosary you can pray for that individual. No matter what it is that you are in need of, Mary hears your prayers. And she in turn sends them to Jesus, like she did at Cana. Do whatever he tells you. Please, if you can't pray the rosary, the whole thing, why not say one before you get up in the morning, before you go to bed at night? And then eventually maybe you can pray the rosary on a regular basis by starting with one Hail Mary at a time, as we will do before the final petitions. Again, thank you. Thank you for spreading the word, the prayer of the rosary to those you meet. It really can save our lives, because life here is short, but in heaven will be forever. And may you one day, with me and all of our departed friends and family members, celebrate one day as a rosary in the blessed in heaven with the roses that we place at the foot of Mary, thus the rosary. Let us pray. For all those in the Daily TV Mass community who have asked to be included in our prayer intentions book, we pray that during this time of thanksgiving, we be grateful to all our gifts and be willing to share our goods and talents with others. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Francis, our Pope, and his continued devotion to the Rosary of our Blessed Mother, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in faith and protection to the Holy Rosary, and to realize that it, how much it affects each one of us, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That more families pray the Rosary together to fight the evils that are surrounding our families these days, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of the sponsors of the Daily TV Mass from Terrace, British Columbia, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for Mary's blessings and intercession with Jesus, her Son, we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of the Rosary, pray for us. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through you have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Through the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through you have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become for us our cup of salvation. Blessed be God.
Amen.
Lord, wash with my iniquities and from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
Accept this sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Grant, we pray, O Lord, that we may be rightly conformed to these offerings we bring, and so honor the mysteries of your only begotten Son, as to be made worthy of his promises, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty Eternal God, to praise, bless, and glorify your name in this memorial of the Blessed Virgin Mary. For by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, she conceived your only begotten Son, and without losing the glory of virginity, brought forth into the world the eternal light, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him, the angels praise your majesty, dominions adore and powers tremble before you, heaven and the virtues of heaven, and the blessed seraphim worship together with exaltation. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim.
Holy.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Thomas our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and all the saints who please you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and we praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
If you're alone, a special prayer for you, and if you are with a friend, please extend a gesture of peace to them. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ lead you to everlasting life.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. We pray, O Lord our God, that just as we proclaim in this sacrament the death and resurrection of your Son, so being made partakers in his suffering, we may also merit to share in his consolation and his glory, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go from this Eucharist in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
Bless you.
Our thanks to our donor for the gift of this Mass.